I am not on my phone, and I am also not using my phone. I feel emotionally drained. I've been through a traumatic experience today, as I think many of us have recently. If you've ever seen just a movie so bad it hurts.
I got bored like 20 minutes in.
Let's take a brief moment to unpack the phrase, so bad it's good.
No.
Just in general. Not saying that applies to this movie today.
Accurate.
Cats was so enjoyable. It was enjoyable. It was bad. It was terrible, but it was enjoyable.
Yeah. It was so bad it's good kind of thing.
Yeah. You know, Killer Clowns from Outer Space is a classic of just, it's just terrible, but it's enjoyable.
I have another friend whose name...
to protect the innocence, we'll call him Jerry.
Whose name shall not be mentioned.
Whose name shall not be named. Thou shalt not be named.
He who cannot be named.
So it's a he.
Yeah.
Narrows it down.
I have a lot of dude friends, okay?
Narrows it down from the roughly 9 billion to about 4.5 billion.
I don't have that many friends. Yet.
Okay, narrows it down from...
I have a couple hundred.
Narrows it down from a couple hundred to maybe about 100.
I don't know. I'd have to go through my Facebook. Most of my Facebook friends are like cute, chubby girls. Shut up.
I'm sorry. Have you ever like felt a burp coming up and you like suppress it in your throat and you burp silently within yourself and you just have to hold it and exhale as
that's
that...
how I cry.
You do it in your throat and then you just slowly exhale that cry juice as the burp leaves your body and then you can finally go back to speaking. Otherwise, if you burp in your throat and open your mouth, that comes out, but you got to let that gas escape through a silent exhale. Am I the only one that experiences this?
You let it out through your nose.
Yeah, so it's a nose burp. So it's not super obvious that I just burped in my mouth.
Oh yeah. Do you have any idea how hard? Like I had hiccups real hard earlier this morning, while trying to take calls at work.
I have been sent home for sneezing so much on the phone. It was really bad. It was like the first day of like the seasonal allergies for me. It was also like my second day back from having the coronavirus. So I was like, God damn it! I just went through this shit. It's allergies. I admit it's bad. But just give me like...
allergy pills?
Allergy pills. Well, I should have taken them myself. I'm a grown-ass man. I have a bottle of fucking allergy medicine. I could have taken it. I just don't have the foresight to take it when I've been going 10 months without major allergies. How am I going to remember that we're approaching the season that my allergies bother me? Every fucking year. Like I'm supposed to know it's just about to happen.
Try being like that, but every month.
About
periods.
Yeah, but you've got yours down to a fucking science.
To an extent, yeah.
You can plan your Disneyland trips 3 years from now around when your period will be, is how much it's like on a fucking cycle.
Not so much anymore. Yeah. Things happened.
Scritch, 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 scritch. So back to the topic of so bad it's good.
Periods. No, never.
Never periods.
Those are awful.
Nobody enjoys those.
If you can, go without them.
Yeah. There are elective surgeries for that and unelective surgeries for apparently for...
Pizza cutters. Back alley.
Oh, no. I was going to say the immigrants being held by ICE having hysterectomies.
No.
Yeah, the world is a fucked up place that we currently live in.
I hate the world right now.
It's mostly just America.
There's a lot of other places that do similar things to people too, though, but...
Not places that are as...
Civilized?
Well, that's a little fucked up. As economically developed as America is.
Yeah, that's where...
You can go to a country that is also performing... forced hysterectomies on women, but also there's probably not a very good economy for you to get a job as a sales engagement specialist. You know what I mean? Not a lot of white collar office jobs happening in those nations.
Would you consider what we have as a white collar job?
I mean, it's not blue collar.
It's not blue collar, but it sure is fucking white collar.
It's
ring around the collar.
It's collars optional. Business casual.
Wait, it's polo collar.
Yeah, that's what it is. If it were blue polos, it would be Best Buy. If it were red polos, it'd be Target. I wear a salmon polo. Well, today I'm wearing my favorite
Stepdad
sweater.
Wait, let me touch it. Ew, it's not soft. I don't like it.
No, it's not soft. It's my favorite sweater. I bought this for a trip to the Grand Canyon in January. And I'm glad I did because it was fucking freezing. And we almost ran out of gas in New Mexico. And we drove through like a ghost town with old abandoned gas stations. That was a fucking trip. Being at like less than a quarter gallon of gas remaining, running on fumes, no gas stations in sight, no signal. We see a sign and we're like, holy shit, there's one. And it's got gas for $1.15 and it's boarded up. That's what it was.
Now that you're done with that story.
So bad it's not good anymore. I regret this decision.
I do too. I didn't choose this. You did this to me.
I did. I think this is my punishment for Nightmare Before Christmas. Because if Nightmare Before Christmas was a goddamn minute longer, I would have gone through the same emotions as I did for Godzilla. I love Godzilla. Mm. Not this version of Godzilla. Back in 1998. Oh, I love that. Do it again.
What am I, Axl Rose?
Godzilla with Matthew Broderick and 2/3 of the voices of the Simpsons.
of the male voices
except for Homer, and that's
who does Homer? Oh,
Dan Cascarone. He does appear in Space Jam very briefly.
You know who I like in Space Jam?
Bugs Bunny?
No.
Billy West?
I love Billy Murray. West.
Billy West is amazing.
God damn it, I'm sorry.
If you ever want a good time, Billy West appeared on Penn Jillette's podcast, and there are many clips of him from that episode.
Being cute.
Being adorable, and also just doing goofy voices.
He's my favorite.
And his impression of Penn is just him screaming, "There is no God!"
No.
And the important part is the God. that O becomes an A-U-E-D.
God.
Penn Jillette mentions in his podcast his peak Massachusetts comes out when he says bottle. Okay. The word bottle.
What do you mean? How does that work?
Bottle.
Bottle.
He doesn't just say bottle. He says he grabs a bottle.
Bottle? Bottle. Well, I don't know.
Bottle.
I quit. Okay, we're going to have to cut that shit because it's like 3 minutes long. No, I'm kidding. My eye's burning.
Jesus Christ. All the things are going horribly wrong.
I'm kidding. Go ahead. Let's do this.
Matthew Broderick.
Unfortunately.
Hank Azaria and the guy that voices Kent Brockman and some curly-haired bitch and a couple of other douchebags.
French guy.
French guy from The Specialist.
Leon... The Professional.
The Professional. The Specialist, yeah. The Professional, thank you.
Close enough.
I've never seen it or heard of it.
I haven't either. It had a young Natalie Portman in it, though. Very young, like 10 years oldish.
Never mind. Current Natalie Portman.
Portman. 10-year-old Natalie Portman.
I just love the word pork. No particular reason. I think it's a funny word.
You know what I had for lunch today?
What?
Pork chops.
Pork chops.
Pork chops. Ew! Okay, we're done. I have peanut butter. Do you want to eat peanut butter and talk?
No, thank you. I don't want to make this any more difficult than it has to be. Godzilla, 1998, just a fucking trash heap of a movie. Apparently done by the guys that did Independence Day or some shit.
Why?
They fucking... Somebody wanted this movie to be made.
For some reason.
And had commissioned the rights from Toho, the Japanese company that produced Godzilla, you know, in this era.
They should have said no.
They should have. And
they should have said, what's the idea?
I mean, the idea was bad. But the main problem was they couldn't get a director or a team together because by the third time they asked the people behind Independence Day to make it, they realized, the directorial duo realized, we can just do whatever we want. They're so desperate for the script to be made. We can just have complete creative control because otherwise they get absolutely nothing. And if we make it, we can make it our way because the other option is it never being made because no one wants to touch this fucking script. And that's exactly what fucking happened.
Nobody wanted to touch the script.
Nope.
I didn't want to touch this fucking movie, but look what you made me do.
So they wanted to have, you know, Godzilla fighting a whole new monster. And they read the script and said, this entire second half is just two monsters fighting. Who the fuck wants to see that?
Me?
That's dope as hell.
Yeah, I would have rather watched that.
That's dope as shit.
Two monsters? What kind of a monster would it have been? Mothra!
No, it would have been an entirely original creature.
Basically, I feel like they would have been like... I feel like that would have been lame, because I feel like they're not creative enough to create their own monster. If they couldn't make this tolerable with Godzilla, a given character...
I mean, the one that Bryan Cranston was in was pretty good. Well, Bryan Cranston was like billed as like the major star in the movie. He's in the first 10 minutes.
And that's it?
Yeah, and then it's fucking the dude from Kick-Ass or some shit.
What dude from Kick-Ass?
Aaron fucking what's his face?
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
You know, what's his tits from Godzilla. Aaron Taylor Johnson.
What's he look like? Let me look. Let me see.
You know, I get him confused with the other guy, Andy Samberg, a lot. That's who it was.
Let me see him.
I'm pulling him up. Show me. Oh, shit, it is the guy from Kick-Ass.
I don't know him.
Exactly. That's the guy from Kick-Ass.
Which one?
The guy from Kick-Ass. Let me pull up the Kick-Ass. This is some good radio.
I'm bored.
Okay, here's a picture of him without his mask on.
Oh, okay.
That kid. Fuck it. That version is not the worst. I still don't think it's great, but it has a better Godzilla design, and it has Godzilla fighting a giant monster, which is what everybody fucking wants.
Everybody wants Godzilla versus
monsters. These people are fucking idiots to think that that's not what people wanted.
That's exactly what we want.
Yeah, that's exactly what's... That's what makes Godzilla special, is Godzilla in the original Gojira was the embodiment of military monster. And monster and like nuclear radiation and the dangers of atomic weapons. That was the whole point of it. It was a giant political statement. And Godzilla, from that point on, became a symbol for Japan. To the point where I think he's currently the ambassador or something like that. That's some bullshit. I don't he's like a you. He's like a he's Godzilla is a major like thing in Japan, like the head of the tourism board or some shit like that. Like I don't know exactly what the title is, but I swear to fucking God, Godzilla holds a title of some sort in Japan, and like he defends the people from monsters. That's like his thing from that point on. And only seldomly do they do reboots with Godzilla being the monster that needs to be stopped.
Godzilla's just a baby, okay?
I think that's what makes it work best, is when Godzilla's not the monster. Because it's hard to explain. Because this movie mishandled this property so horribly.
Yeah.
The design of Godzilla is fucking stupid.
It's not that great.
It looks terrible.
Godzilla needs to be thick boy.
Hell yeah. They made Godzilla bulimic, and he's not cool.
Slenderman, not thick boy.
Slenderman. Damn, boy. He's thick boy.
Got love that.
This. I love that fucking meme so much.
It's so cute.
If you see the Godzilla from 2014's movie,
he's sick boy.
Damn, boy. Basically. And this one is just a fucking skinny little bitch.
Yeah, he's like wimpy little nerd.
Speaking of a wimpy little nerd.
Transition. Segway.
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 Matthew Broderick is studying earthworms in Chernobyl.
Chernobyl,
which is like uninhabitable.
Allegedly.
Radiation. No, not allegedly.
No,
it is fucking toxic to most living things, except for Jack, apparently.
I am also toxic to most living things. So, of course, I can survive
It cancels
there.
Each other out.
I eat toxicity.
That's a good song. Toxicity.
I like
by System of a Down.
You're not allowed to speak about anything other than nerdy shit.
You're not down with the Sarshakin, whatever his name is.
I actually love System of a Down.
I think they're pretty good. I'm not hating on them.
I'm a little shocked that your nerddom allows you to enjoy something that's not fucking nerdy.
I have a very bizarre taste in music, and you should know that by now.
True that, fucking.
I was listening to Christmas music today.
I hate you.
Elton John yesterday.
That's fine.
Flogging Molly last week.
Fancy.
And fucking Steam Powered Giraffe before that, just rounding out my most recent like week of listening to music.
Do you remember the playlist with Led Zeppelin and stuff that you had?
Oh yeah, I put together like a good rock playlist because we installed a subwoofer at the theater and I wanted to really just enjoy it. So if I ever got to the theater early, I would just put on some fucking kick-ass classic rock and metal and shit. Classic metal, you know.
Not the good metal. Not the good metal.
I like to be able to understand what the singers are saying.
Okay, you're not allowed. That just sounds like you're deep-throating the mic.
You don't know the difference.
I do know the difference.
But I'm just... Focus.
Focus.
Matthew Broderick is studying earthworms that have been exposed to radiation.
Apparently they're just like fucking living and thriving in this fucking toxic wasteland.
And they're big worms. And he gets pulled into... he gets reassigned by the military fucking reason.
He's just like, my worm.
My work here isn't finished.
My worms. My bugs.
My work here isn't finished. It is now, sir. You're being reassigned. And he gets put into...
But my worms.
And there's this redheaded chick that's the dinosaur lady.
I thought she was blind at first.
Yeah, because she was wearing sunglasses.
No, that's not the reason. Okay, so he said something about, have you seen this? And she kind of goes, I haven't had the pleasure, and pulls up her sunglasses, right?
Yeah.
And that seemed to me like an insinuation that she was blind, right?
It did. I agree with
for
you.
For a second. And that then she kind of just checks him out, and then it's like, oh, fuck, well, whatever, never mind. This is going to be her trying to jump on that fucking nerd dick.
Kind of just shatter that pelvis. That just speaks to how terribly this movie gets anything across. Because we have science nerd,
redhead,
dinosaur bitch, and chubby soldier guy with a stutter, and French people. Chubby. And French people just all
They're
studying.
French people for some. Where the fuck did the French people come in?
They were like insurance salesmen or some shit.
Allegedly.
Insurance guys or whatever. So
I still am not exactly sure what the French were doing or why they were there.
I agree. And major bullshit claim here. They had dinosaur bitch. Major bullshit reporting for duty. They had dinosaur chick because they had dinosaur footprints. Why did they bring worm guy studying radioactivity and then act surprised that him saying it was exposed to radioactive materials and that's why it's big? They wouldn't have assigned him.
What?
If that wasn't the fucking leading theory. Why was that a fucking revelation? If they, like, it had...
Excuse me, sir. I think this... Hold on. Let me do that. I think this lizard may have been exposed to some radioactive materials.
What? Oh, my God. And our theory that it was just a dinosaur that farts radioactivity was going so well. Because that's what it was. It had, like, spikes in radioactivity, but it was also a dinosaur. And so they bring in a dude that studies giant worms that were mutated by nuclear shit.
That's what I call my morning poops.
Nuclear shit. They're standing in a giant fucking footprint, and then we immediately cut to New York with this curly-haired bitch.
I hate
and,
her. She's annoying as shit.
And Kent Brockman from The Simpsons. Not even...
Who is like 3 feet tall, no kidding.
Yeah, he's real short.
He's a little butter.
He's a short little fucker.
Oh, yeah!
Fucking callbacks.
Callbacks indeed.
He's a short little fucker, but also he's just Kent Brockman. They're not even fucking hiding the fact
that he is Kent Brockman.
And then Hank Azaria.
He's a news anchor. Well, not Hank.
Well, Hank Azaria is the cameraman.
The cameraman.
Curly haired bitch is the
wannabe news reporter.
Is the wannabe news reporter.
And I've done research for you for 4 years.
And then the fucking nasally wife of cameraman.
Oh, she's fucking awesome, though.
Yeah.
She's kind of a bad bitch.
She's telling news reporter lady to be more vicious. And curly-haired bitch is, like, stalking Matthew Broderick.
She has literal stalker face. Like, have you ever seen, like, you know when people say they've got crazy eyes?
Yes.
She got crazy eyes for him.
And I don't know why the fuck. Like, Godzilla attacking just random places across the planet.
Yeah.
Why are we focusing on such a tight-knit group of people? Why does it happen to be the news reporter that dated science nerd 5 or 10 years ago or whatever the fuck?
4 years ago or fucking whatever. I don't know.
No, they dated for four years. And she went to New York to become a reporter and then just disappeared off the face of the earth. And he went to fucking Chernobyl to study rats or whatever.
Worms.
I'm trying real hard to act like I care about this movie.
We don't, though. And that's okay.
Then Godzilla attacks fucking fishermen, and this old dude's like, Gojira! Gojira! Which, in the new Japanese movie, Shin Godzilla, or Godzilla Resurgence, Gojira, they explain, roughly translates to God incarnate, which is... their interpretation of this thing that is so massive and powerful that can't be stopped. This is just its name. It's like if this dude was going Carl, but in some Pacific Islander language.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was Frank. He killed Frank, man. Gojira. I have no idea what he's saying. It must be this thing's name. He killed Frank. Why aren't you fucking listening to me? And it just translates to Gojira. That's racist. Bad Anthony. That's racist.
Shame on you. I'm not your friend anymore.
Monster attacks New York City.
For some reason.
For some fucking reason.
Because they went from like the French Polynesian area.
He cuts through like the fucking Panama Canal.
Apparently.
Which is, I think it's hilarious because that thing has to be like, they have to like change the water level. To match the other side of the canal or the peninsula or whatever the fuck. So I'm just imagining this monster patiently waiting as the water level is rising.
Might have got things to do. Checking his watch.
Yeah. I've got some buns in the oven, if you know what I mean. Gotta take a shit.
Because I'm pregnant.
Oh. Spoilers.
Oh,
no
yeah,
one gives
pregnant.
A fucking shit about spoilers.
No one cares about this movie.
So Godzilla, stop hitting shit.
I will hit you.
Godzilla attacks New York.
Like I will attack you.
In an interesting contrast, to give this movie a single point.
He's pregnant.
Not the pregnant. The contrast to Godzilla towering over the shorter buildings of Japan and like the bigger buildings he can like knock over. In New York City, the buildings tower over Godzilla. So
he's just kind of like. He's making like, himself one amongst the buildings.
Yeah, like, he's like sneaking through.
It's like
through.
He's in a forest.
It's like an interesting twist on that idea of a kaiju attacking a city because the buildings are so fucking massive.
He's just kind of there, just chilling, just wandering around like, oh, yeah. Look at this.
You know, his
you
tail
know, he's
hits...
just doing his own fucking His own fucking Godzilla thing. He ain't really trying to hurt anybody.
Yeah, he's got a big tail that, like, cracks a window every once in a while.
He's just, oops, my bad. It's like a bowl in a china shop, you know? Or, like, if I walk into a small room.
And then the military.
The military.
I was about to say material. The military just unloads bazookas and machine guns on Godzilla.
They have no
And Godzilla real just fucking ducks, and they destroy a building, like, fucking turn it into Swiss cheese right behind Godzilla.
The mayor straight up goes, "You've done more damage." And then the guy goes, "Here, have some candy."
"I don't want some fucking candy." He offers him like a bag of fucking Hershey's Kisses.
You know what? That is my peace offering. You have to come here with a bag of Hershey's Kisses every time you come now.
Okay, just in case the next movie is just as bad, which I promise you it won't be, because this is a pretty low
You
point.
Owe me.
This is the worst movie we've seen so far, and we saw Cats. This is worse than Cats. Like I said, Cats is so bad it's good. There's a level of enjoyment. An hour into this 2-hour movie, I was ready for it to be fucking over with.
I was sitting, how long?
You fucking left. you yeeted out of the fucking experience.
I sat in the bathroom for like 10 minutes. I sat in the bathroom for like 10 minutes talking to my boyfriend, and I'm just like, hi.
And I don't blame you, and you return to me sitting here like fucking Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining, staring at the screen just like,
when is it over?
Just waiting.
When is it gonna be done?
Fucking ready for this movie to fucking end. So science nerd is in New York City. Journalist lady is like, oh shit, I know him. And she goes to meet him. What are you looking for?
Where'd you put my snacks?
Oh shit. I'm sorry, I had a handful.
You're fine. I was just wondering where they went. I don't want any right now. Okay.
I put them over here because I had like a small handful while I was setting up.
You fucking...
I'm sorry, I forgot.
You ask first.
You forgot. You hear that, Lord? He forgot. I've transitioned from wanting to play Seymour Crowborn to wanting to play Mr. Mushnick because I've accepted the fact that I'm getting old.
I don't know.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Well, I understood that when you said Crowborn. However.
However.
However, I don't know who you're talking about.
Mr. Mushnick, he's the dude that owns the shop. It's Mushnick's floral.
I've only seen that like twice ever.
It's on my top 10 favorite movies list.
That is absolutely fine for you.
Okay. So science nerd is in New York with the military for some reason. Why do they bring the science nerd with them?
Bring the science nerd. He must know things.
And he sets up...
They're the fucking military, of course. You're not going to know anything about this. You're going to have to bring science nerd, worm boy.
And he's like, ooh, let's set a trap for it. Let's put fish bait. And from when they fire on him, he collects some of its blood and urine. And for some fucking reason decides...
Buys $40 worth of pregnancy tests.
I mean, we've all had that rough weekend where we need $40 worth of pregnancy tests, right?
That's not funny, man.
No, it's not.
I've had that.
Jesus Christ. No,
twice.
Anywho's, it's...
In the last year.
He's buying those, and then fucking journalist bitch sees him. I'm so upset.
She goes,
I don't use this kind of language to speak about women. Fucking journalist bitch sees him and does not question the fucking pregnancy tests.
So?
She's so fucking blinded by this nerd science dick.
That I get just, that, though.
So, that she just follows him blindly to the thing and they're talking about
his tent.
Shit. And he's like, oh, it's pregnant. It's setting up a nest somewhere in New York. And... as he steps away from the tent...
Because, of course, New York is where you want to get, like, have your babies.
Oh, yeah.
Not because, like, not that it's, like, filthy and fucking crime-ridden.
Full of people.
Oh, them too. I mean, it's full of, I guess, food.
I mean, yeah, but, like, in Godzilla's perspective, this is the only thing that has been firing or, like, trying to kill him is these little things, and there's millions of them in New York. That is not where
Poor
it would
Godzilla.
Go. That's not a good decision.
I feel bad for Godzilla.
I don't, because that's just a bad decision. That's poor plan. That's poor parenting.
Yeah. See, Godzilla should have been hooked up with a Planned Parenthood beforehand.
Yeah. And so, fucking cliche VHS tape that says top secret in red fucking Sharpie.
Who the fuck puts, I would have put it as like high school graduation. No one or wants leave to it as a
fucking
that.
Blank tape.
See, I would mark it as something absolutely no one would want to watch. Parents' wedding.
And there's one that's like first appearance. Top secret. It's like, why the fuck are you just leaving these out here? Journalist bitch just takes these.
Yeet.
And fucking puts them on the news. And while they're like having a press, like a briefing with the military, science nerd gets fired because they think that he leaked it to the press
on purpose, which he did not. But
and they're just like science bitch. They just have like the fucking news playing while they're doing this talking, this planning, and they're like, "Your fucking stupid theory about it having an S is bullshit. Get out of here. We're gonna go with our original idea of just shooting it a lot."
And because that, of course, worked.
And then he gets fired, and so he's like, "I'm gonna hop a plane back to my fucking worms." Gets in a taxi.
My worms.
He gets in a taxi, and it's French the fucking guy. Frenchman from like
insurance salesman.
An hour ago.
But I honestly don't even remember anything about the French guys being anything of importance except for the fact that they were just there.
They were. They had like a van set up, and they were like bugging the military.
They
and the
bugged
mayor.
The fucking mayor. They gave him a hug or something, and then slapped
like a little tiny microphone on him.
Yeah, on his back.
And this
you
is
should, would that be a good placement for a microphone if you were...
Hell no.
Exactly.
If you want to hear everybody behind him, maybe, but not if you want to hear, like, what's going on in the room.
That's why you, like...
You put a bug in the fucking room, or like...
You put a bug on his dick.
Slap that dick with a bug. You want to hear that thing throb.
Boom, boom.
So this entire time the French are just fucking in a van
just hanging out
watching the military
thing.
I have no idea what the fuck anybody's plan is. Fucking journalist bitch steals news reporter man Kent Brockman's press badge, and Hank Azaria is running around with a fucking camera. He's a cameraman.
A tank top, and you can see his belly button through it.
Yeah, he's got his fucking
that was kind of hot.
Hank Azaria is like probably the only entertaining part of this movie
because yeah,
he sounds like Mo Sizlak, and that's basically it.
He kind of goes back and forth between sounding like a normal kind of dude and then kind of going like between
whoa.
Like,
"Hey, I'm Mo Sizlak." They used to call me Handsome Mo, and then Above Average Mo, and then just Mo.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Whatever the fuck that was. That was a funny episode. I recently watched that because it's on Disney Plus.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hell yeah. Simpsons is part of the Disney canon now. They're going to be in the next Spider-Man. Because they own everything now. Except for Godzilla. which is why it's Godzilla versus King Kong and not Godzilla versus anything fucking interesting. Anyway. Anywho's it's. So the plan becomes... Military is going to just shoot Godzilla. French dudes and science nerd are going to go find the nest.
Because apparently Godzilla's pregnant.
Mo Sizlak and journalist bitch go in with a camera to try and find where they're going to find the nest. They shoot Godzilla a bunch, and we see it die in the water, in the ocean.
Allegedly.
And the nest is apparently just in Madison Square Garden. Whole fucking amphitheater just completely fucking gutted from underground. Hundreds of eggs all set up over the place. French dudes are popping C4. And
oh, God damn it.
Stop it. Hank.
I'm sorry.
I'm not yelling at you angrily. I'm doing a playful stop it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry.
I didn't want you to think I was upset at you.
I'm sorry. I got peanut butter. You want peanut butter? I make better.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Hank Azaria and news chick are like in there with cameras trying to like get footage of the eggs, and then the eggs fucking hatch and it just goes full on Jurassic Park for the last hour. It goes on for way too fucking long. It's the fucking velociraptor sneaking around the kitchen for nearly an hour.
Too fucking long.
To the movie's credit, when the eggs first hatch, the babezillas don't look that bad. Was that the name we decided on, babezillas? Or was it bazillas?
Babzillas.
The babzillas don't look half bad when they first hatch. But then when there's you know, about a couple dozen of them on stage, on screen, in like lighting and like shit going on. They looked horrible.
They looked like shitty horrible. Muppets.
And then they were like, hey, French guy's like, hey, we've got to have the military blow up the building. Ho, 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 I'm French. Basically, their entire fucking character. I don't know why the fuck they were doing this.
I don't know.
They're like patriotic. They want to save France. We are patriotic. But there's no...
We are French.
There's no fucking good reason for it. They're just...
We are just here.
It's like if they were like, we can't trust the American military to do it right, so we're here to make sure that they get the job done. They didn't do that. They just gave a very vague, we want to save France from itself by like... Blah, 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 something French. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, this was
so
draining.
Fucking hard to get through this movie. It is absolutely one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It was worse than Castaway.
It was worse than Cats.
For me, Castaways.
Okay, Castaway had good visuals.
It was pretty.
Sound design was exactly what you wanted it to be.
I don't know that.
Tom Hanks is a good actor.
I mean, I guess. I hate his voice. I don't like his voice.
So what you think about Castaway, about it being boring, shit's happening in Godzilla.
And it's still boring.
It's so fucking boring. No characters have clear motivations or goals for that matter.
Or even like interesting characters. Like, they're not even interesting people.
They don't even have arcs. There's a whole scene in the rain where Matthew Broderick is yelling at news chick,
but they're not even really yelling. There's like no,
I trusted you. Ugh. And it's like raining because they're not fucking like I've seen these actors emote. You can see Matthew Broderick having a compelling fucking emotional moment. What the fuck happened in this goddamn movie?
I trusted you.
And then you stole my tape that I wrote. I clearly wrote top secret on it so that you wouldn't take it.
It said top secret for a reason.
That is my top secret personal beeswax, mister.
It's my diary. Where'd you find my diary? It's my video diary.
So they have to keep these babies, these Babzillas from escaping Madison Square Garden. The military is about to destroy the fucking place. Oh, they go live on TV because there's just a fucking direct communication line from the press room of Madison Square Garden. So they reach
out. For
some
reason.
For some fucking reason. They reach out to
the guy.
It's
coincidentally there.
Yeah, I mean, maybe those exist, but who the fuck cares? So they have, they reach out to the dude in the switch room and like, hey, put us on the air. This is really fucking important. But there's no way for them to communicate with the guy other than like the live feed that they couldn't really see because the power's all down or whatever. It's just fucking stupid. They get the message out that he was right, that Dr. Tittalopoulos nerd guy was right about the nest theory. And I don't know what the fuck this was. It's like, hey, tell them the thing. And he just suddenly has stage fright and he gives like the most nervous book report. It's like he's given a book report on something he read the footnotes on this morning.
Yeah.
Like
there is fucking dinosaurs.
About 200 eggs and
they're
born pregnant. Because their biology is unique, and each one can birth over 100 eggs in less than a year, creating a new dominant species, overtaking the human beings on the planet, unless we stop them.
I am going to stop you now.
That is my book report on Godzilla. Thank you. And then they got 6 minutes to get the fuck out of there.
It was 6 minutes too long. I wish everybody died.
It would have been so much more of an interesting ending if they just went down with the ship.
Yeah.
But they don't. They get the fuck out of there.
There's
five Frenchmen when they go in there. One of them makes it out. What's his name? John Reno or whatever. From The Specialist. The Professional.
Leon the Professional. Leon.
Bonjour,
my name is Leon.
Him,
je suis Leon.
Him, science nerd, Moses Lack, and journalist chick make it out, get in a taxi. And so
And then the credits roll. No, I'm just kidding.
No. These things can push through doors. The Babzillas can push doors open.
They know how to open doors.
They get to the fucking lobby of, or whatever, of the
eating
the
popcorn.
Place. Oh, shit, you're right. They're eating popcorn. And, like, they just dump over some fucking gumballs and it's...
Yes, that was my favorite.
They're just fucking slip-sliding. So,
that was the most entertaining part of the entire movie, to be honest.
It is the best part of the movie. It is the... If this movie had only been an hour and a half long...
And a comedy.
That would have been the perfect fucking punchline because it was... Perfect comedic timing. The shot lasted just long enough for you to think, what the fuck is going on? It was so fucking
hilarious.
That was hilarious,
actually. Wait a second. Maybe this movie was an actual comedy.
Name another time you laughed.
Shit. Actually, no, I laughed a lot, but it was because it was stupid, not because it was funny.
Yeah, we were making fun of it for an hour, and then it got really fucking boring.
Yeah, I couldn't even make fun of it. I didn't have the stamina to make fun of this movie throughout the entire thing.
Yeah, and then it's just, that's when it hits that point of no longer being enjoyable, and it's just so bad, it's fucking bad. So, the Babzillas, they established, can push doors open and shit because they have to barricade them. They get to the big fucking entrance to Madison Square Garden where there's like a couple, there's dozens of these fuckers just fucking crowding the room. So they like knock down chandeliers to get them to part and they just run straight through these fucking crash doors. There is no way that those things would not have figured out how to open those doors. All you have to do is push. They would have fucking made it out.
Do they Bullshit. Have hands?
Yeah, they do.
They have hands and they can turn knobs.
Yeah, well, no, you're thinking of Jurassic Park.
No.
No, you're thinking of that. That happens in Jurassic Park with the raptor turning the doorknob. It's like a whole fucking thing in that movie.
She's smart.
The second half of this movie is just Jurassic Park and it fucking sucks.
It's not even a good version.
It's the second Jurassic Park, The Lost World. And it even steals the shitty T-Rex chase because Godzilla is back. The bitch is back. She didn't die. He didn't die.
Why is Godzilla a man?
He produces asexually.
I don't like that idea. I want Godzilla to be an angry mom.
I mean, he can identify as
an angry mom
and be an angry mom. He can be a male that lays eggs.
True. I just want to see him as an angry mom. So, in my heart of hearts, Godzilla is an angry mom.
Yeah.
I don't care how they identify. They can be male, female, whatever. But in my heart, angry mom.
Yeah. And Godzilla is like sniffing her dead the dead babies and starts chasing them in a taxi. They fucking find...
She's just pissed off because she's like, well, you killed my babies. What the fuck was this about? I just came here trying to give my babies a new fucking life. And look at you.
Even more frustrating than killing God's the Babzillas babies. And angry mom. What is the main conflict here? It's not that they're being chased. They're fucking arguing over directions. They're fighting
this
over...
This is a subway map.
This is a subway map. You got to turn right on 37th Street. No, don't take 30s. We got to go down to Roosevelt. You can take Roosevelt in the rain? Why the fuck are they arguing about this? They should just be going. Get. And then they get like a radio contact with the military, with the dude with the stutter. It's just a dude with a stutter. That's the only strong character choice because he fucking conquers that stutter by the end of the movie.
Kind of.
Because he's like confident at the end. That's the only fucking character growth. And he's like, lure it down to a bridge. They take it down to a suspension bridge. And Godzilla crashes through the fucking gates of the bridge and gets entwined in the wires. They launch some missiles out of it.
That's the best. I don't think my Godzilla is doing very well anymore.
No. That's okay. Because when time comes, there is an impression that I can do of a Star Wars thing that you would love to hear.
I would love.
And it is not Chewbacca. I'll tell you about it later. I'll tell you when you're older.
No, Dad.
Godzilla starts dying, and it's like, Matthew Broderick is sad because this unique creature is dying.
I'm sad because Godzilla was sad because he lost him babies.
Yeah.
He goes, my babies!
My babies.
And then he cries.
My baby! Look what they did to my babies!
Oh, poor Godzilla.
We're supposed to empathize with the science nerd about the death of a...
The babies!
The death of the babies and this unique creature, this beautiful thing.
Gigantic and destructive, just like me.
But the narrative of the movie is that the military saved the day.
That's boo, not, military, they're boo.
To, I agree with you 100%. They're shoehorning in this fucking ethical dilemma of nationalism. a creature dying, and it's like just boxed in by this nationalism of the military saving the day. And that's not what Godzilla is about. In fact, Shin Gojira, uh-huh. Godzilla Resurgence, the Japanese one that came out a couple years back, it's fucking great. So fucking good. I saw it in theaters. It was awesome. The entire plot of that movie, it is all a criticism. It's like an art. It's like a, what's the fucking word I'm thinking of? It's a caricature? Allegory.
Allegory.
It's all allegorical of the way that the government and the military was unable to react fast enough to a natural disaster, particularly... particularly the tsunami and earthquake when the reactor exploded in Japan.
Oh.
The government could not react fast enough because there are, you know, there's like, you gotta like form committees and, well, the way that they're
bureaucracy.
Government bureaucracy. And so Shin Godzilla opens. This is just a very quick rundown of how this is worse than that. Shin Godzilla is so much better at representing what Godzilla is supposed to represent. It's not supposed to be just a monster that smashes things. It's a monster that smashes things and has a deeper message behind it. Zilla, this bullshit, has no fucking message. It has no deeper meaning. It has no interesting story to tell or anything interesting to do with the character. Shin Godzilla fucking collapses a goddamn subway tunnel. The next 5 minutes is the prime minister meeting with somebody, establishing a movement to open a fucking task group, moving over to another thing. And by the time that they have a committee together to research this disaster that happened, another thing happens. And by the time that they organize enough to start reaching out for aid on that ship that crashed, a giant fucking monster washes up on shore. And they're unable to keep up with this because of the way it works. And there's a team of scientists that are put together to help. And they're not taking that advice. They're still trying to look at the logistical side of, like, how many people are going to be hurt? How many people are going to be this? And there's, swear to God, it's such an awesome moment. They have one fighter with a missile trained on the monster. And he's like, ready to fire. And it cuts to three different people saying, ready to fire on your command, until it gets to the prime minister and president or whatever in the war room. And he says, fire at will, fire at will. Goes back on down the chain. And then he says, wait, civilians in line, stop. And then it goes back again and back and forth. And it's just all that like shit of when you're in power and there are lives at stake, you know, you have to treat it with a certain amount of care. You can't recklessly destroy shit like the military in this one did. I'm tired. Jack, how many Jacks next do you give Godzilla?
Can I do negative?
Yeah, fuck it. Go for it.
Oh, God. Negative 10. This was fucking raunchy.
I'm going to go with just a solid 1.
What?
1 out of 5.
How was it 1?
I'm not going to break my scale for this bullshit.
I break scales all the time, so...
Oh, shit!
A good one? That was a bad... That was a bad... We have to try that again. Oh, did I crack your knuckles on that?
Or did you crack your own knuckles?
I don't have knuckles. Look at my hand. It looks like a fucking ball. Exhausted much?
Very. Put on this movie.
Don't.
put on this movie and laugh at it for an hour and then turn it off. Do not watch Godzilla all the way through. It is
painful. It was the physically
pits.
It was physically exhausting. Like, okay, so I don't do physical labor, and this is why.
As bad as this one was, I think that the next movie that we do have is something that's at least a little bit enjoyable.
What? I don't remember what we have in line.
So
I don't ever keep in
track of. Yeah, keeping in theme of adaptations of things from that people enjoy. Michael Bay. Did a movie that people didn't like.
Oh, no.
Adapted from a property that people enjoy from their childhood.
Oh, I've been that wearing was called, my shirt.
That are was we called gonna do Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but
are we gonna do our Twinsy Turtle Day?
Yes, we are, because we're not now hold on. The first one sucks, and it sucks for its own reasons.
You suck for your own reasons.
Yeah. I suck for love. What do you suck for?
Money. Sometimes cheeseburgers.
Next week on Let's Watch Something, we're going to be looking at Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or TMNT, Out of the Shadows, the sequel to Michael Bay's movie. It's still not great, but it's more enjoyable. But we'll go into that.
I have some fun childhood trivia for that one. I'll save for you for next time.
Fuck yeah.
I'm excited to let you know about all this shit because I'm going to tell you right now after this. But
yes, I'm so excited. This has been a painful one, but I'm so amped to keep going on to the next one. So until next time,
let's watch something.